House and Senate negotiators met for the first time yesterday to reconcile two bills that would provide a prescription drug benefit in Medicare. One major item in both bills is a controversial plan to use private companies called pharmacy benefits managers to keep drug costs down. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Pharmacy benefits managers, or PBMs, are already widely used by health insurance companies to control drug costs. They've been around for a couple of decades.
Pretty much everybody who has commercial insurance through the private sector uses a PBM of one sort or another.
That's Barrett Tone, CEO of Express Scripts. It's the nation's third largest pharmacy benefits manager, covering 50 million people.
We are the power behind the prescriptions, and we are the group that's passed on millions and millions of dollars of benefits to consumers.
Here's how they work. Private insurers pick a PBM to administer drug benefits to their policyholders. The PBMs negotiate a discount price with drug manufacturers. They also go to pharmacies and negotiate a payment for dispensing the drug. And they run discount mail order services.
Those tools typically reduce the cost of a prescription by about 30% from what a person would pay if they just walked into the pharmacy and paid for it themselves.
A government study of federal employees and PBMs backs them up, showing an 18% average savings on brand-name drugs and a 47% savings on selected generic drugs. That's a big reason both houses of Congress picked PBMs to administer what could be a $400 billion addition to Medicare. But Gail Shearer, director of health policy analysis at Consumers Union, has a different opinion of PBMs.
They haven't really been working well for consumers.
One of Shearer's concerns is the list of drugs that are available. The pharmacy benefits manager needs to have at least one drug of every type to keep its customers happy. Often the maker of the selected drug pays a bonus back to the PBM.
The PBM may be giving preference to a drug company's drug that isn't the most cost-efficient or the most effective.
One of the biggest PBMs in the country, Medco, has been charged with pressuring doctors to prescribe drugs that got Medco the biggest rebate from drug companies. The suit also alleges sloppy practices in Medco's mail-order department. The federal government has recently joined the suit, which was brought by former employees. The company says it has corrected its problems and that some of the allegations are untrue. As for the ability of pharmacy benefits managers to save money, at least one large health insurer decided it could do a better job itself than hiring a PBM to save money on its mail-order drugs, and now does its own. Shearer of Consumers Union says the government could do a better job of negotiating prices than using a middleman. People like Barrett Tone of Express Scripts, who think Congress's plan will work, says capitalism is a better bet.
The model that's been employed here is to use the private sector to create competition and drive down the cost of drugs through market forces rather than a regulatory price-fixing approach.
As the House and Senate meld their Medicare legislation together, there are likely to be lots of changes, but since PBMs are in both initial bills, they're likely to survive. And if the final bill is signed into law, it will put a bit of a burden on Medicare recipients, says Tricia Newman of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Consumers are going to need to understand what these plans are. They don't necessarily need to understand who runs them, but they do need to understand how they're making decisions about what drugs are covered, how they set cost-sharing rules, because this is the entity that they'll need to talk to when they've got problems with what is and what is not covered.
She says that's a new proposition for seniors who have little experience in dealing directly with PBMs. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.